Chapter 6. And it came about in the 480th year after the sons of Israel came out from the land of Egypt, in the fourth year, in the month of Ziv, that is, the second month after Solomon became king over Israel, that he proceeded to build the house to Jehovah. And the house that King Solomon built to Jehovah was 60 cubits in its length, and 20 in its width, and 30 cubits in its height. And the porch in front of the temple of the house was 20 cubits in its length, in front of the width of the house. 10 cubits it was in its depth, in front of the house. And for the house he went on to make windows of narrowing frames. Further, he built against the wall of the house a side structure all around, against the walls of the house all around the temple and the innermost room, and made side chambers all around. The lowest side chamber was 5 cubits in its width, and the middle one was 6 cubits in its width, and the third one was 7 cubits in its width. For there were cutbacks that he gave to the house all around outside, that it might not have a hold in the walls of the house. As for the house, while it was being built, it was of quarry stone already completed that it was built, and as for hammers and axes or any tools of iron, they were not heard in the house while it was being built. The entrance of the lowest side chamber was on the right side of the house, and by a winding staircase they would go up to the middle one, and from the middle one up to the third one. Further, he continued building the house that he might finish it, and covered in the house with beams and rows in cedar wood. Moreover, he built the side chambers against the whole house 5 cubits in their height, and they had a hold on the house by timbers of cedar trees. Meantime, the word of Jehovah came to Solomon, saying, "As regards this house that you are building, if you will walk in my statutes and perform my judicial decisions, and actually keep all my commandments by walking in them, I also shall certainly carry out my word with you that I spoke to David your father. And I shall indeed reside in the middle of the sons of Israel, and I shall not leave my people Israel." And Solomon continued building the house that he might finish it. And he proceeded to build the walls of the house inside it with boards of cedar. From the floor of the house up to the rafters of the ceiling, he overlaid it with timber inside, and he went on to overlay the floor of the house with boards of juniper. Further, he built 20 cubits at the rear sides of the house with boards of cedar, from the floor up to the rafters, and built for it inside the innermost room, the most holy. And it was 40 cubits that the house proved to be, that is, the temple in front of it. And the cedar wood on the house inside was with carvings of gourd-shaped ornaments and garlands of blossoms. All of it was cedar wood. There was no stone to be seen. And the innermost room in the interior of the house he prepared inside, to put there the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah. And the innermost room was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in width, and 20 cubits in its height. And he proceeded to overlay it with pure gold, and to overlay the altar with cedar wood. And Solomon went on to overlay the house inside with pure gold, and to make chain work of gold pass across in front of the innermost room, and to overlay it with gold. And the whole house he overlaid with gold, until all the house was completed, and all the altar that was toward the innermost room he overlaid with gold. Further, he made in the innermost room 2 cherubs of oiled tree wood, 10 cubits being the height of each one. And 5 cubits was the one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits was the other wing of the cherub. 10 cubits it was from the tip of his wing to the tip of his wing. And the second cherub was 10 cubits. The 2 cherubs had the same measure and the same shape. The height of the one cherub was 10 cubits, and that was so of the other cherub. Then he put the cherubs inside the inner house, so that they spread out the wings of the cherubs. Thus the wing of the one reached to the wall, and the wing of the other cherub was reaching to the other wall, and their wings were toward the middle of the house, reaching wing to wing. Moreover, he overlaid the cherubs with gold. And all the walls of the house round about he carved with engraved carvings of cherubs and palm tree figures and engravings of blossoms inside and outside. And the floor of the house he overlaid with gold inside and outside. And the entrance of the innermost room he made with doors of oil tree wood, side pillars, door posts, and a fifth. And the two doors were of oil tree wood, and he carved upon them carvings of cherubs and palm tree figures, and the engravings of blossoms. And he overlaid them with gold, and he proceeded to beat the gold down upon the cherubs and the palm tree figures. And that was the way he made for the entrance of the temple, the door posts of oil tree wood, four square. And the two doors were of juniper wood. The two leaves of the one door turned on pivots, and the two leaves of the other door turned on pivots. And he carved cherubs and palm tree figures and engravings of blossoms, and overlaid gold foil upon the representations. And he went on to build the inner courtyard with three rows of hewn stone and a row of beams of cedar wood. In the fourth year the house of Jehovah had its foundation laid, in the lunar month of Ziv. And in the 11th year, in the lunar month of Bull, that is the 8th month, the house was finished as regards all its details and all its plan, so that he was 7 years at building it.